Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We have had a great time the last 2 days talking with Heather Palacios. She is the founder of Wonderful, a wonderful organization that helps reach individuals contemplating suicide or suffering from mental health and lets people know that there are strangers who see their value even when they don't. Their mission is to let the world know that one more suicide is one too many. And Heather and I just have the same heartbeat that we've got to reduce and hopefully someday eliminate the suicide epidemic that we're dealing with here in our country. And we just had a great conversation. She's been authentic about her struggles from a child, even now as an adult in her 40s. And yet, the good news is that Jesus is with us, and like anything that when you battle it, you've got to have a plan to kind of get through those dark moments. And Heather, you put together this formula of 8 things that I really, really like, and want to see if you would share those with people, even if you don't struggle with depression or suicidal thoughts, just to be encouraged and just, you know, live positively in this challenging world and culture we are in. Just a wonderful, wonderful list. Can you share some of those with us?
Sure. So it's 8 parts to the formula, and I like SpongeBob SquarePants. So when I hear the word formula, I laugh because I think of the secret formula that was on all these episodes of SpongeBob. Sorry, I've digressed. But anyway, formula, yes. So I have 8 parts to the formula, and what's not important is my 8 parts. What is important is the truths in the Bible I've been able to find to support them. Because, you know, when I've shared the formula that's working for me in battling suicide, I recognize that it's not cookie cutter. It might not be the formula for everybody else with their afflictions. But the message I hope to send is pray about your formula for whatever you're battling, write it down, find truths in the Bible to support it. Because, number one, nobody is going to take me out now. It's backed up by the Bible. So it's like, end of story. And number two, I don't believe any weapon formed against me is going to prosper, you know, in the sense that this is the sword. I've got the sword backing up, the double-edged sword backing up these 8 things that I do.
Well, I love the first one you listed is Christian therapy. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Christian therapy, I find that in Psalm 37:30 and Colossians 3:16. The operative word there for me is Christian. And it's a non-negotiable. I get inundated with people wanting to get professional help. And God has allowed me to amass an amazing network countrywide so that I don't have to leave somebody hanging with that desperate inquiry. But that person's got to be a person of faith, because I am made in the image of God, and if that person isn't a vessel for God, they could mess me up. You know, it's like I need the artist that created this messy sculpture to be present in that session. So that kind of explains why to me it's got to be a Christian therapist or psychologist or psychiatrist.
Well, I echo those sentiments completely. I've talked about that often, and you know, a lot of times men are resistant to going to a therapist or counselor, and I'll tell you, some of the best money I've spent in my life is with a good Christian counselor or therapist. And I just want to encourage those people that are listening today, you know, the healing starts with the revealing. And I just want to encourage you to reach out to somebody. And it's amazing, just a good 55-minute, hour session with a good Christian therapist, what that can do for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I go and speak, you know, I've gone and, you know, spoken to in the prison, you know, or I've even gone in front of, you know, a room full of police officers. And that, you know, those are intimidating crowds. That I would think would be like, I ain't going to talk to no shrink. But I've asked God to open up my mind so that I can make it appealing to them, so that I can get them to consider a reason why they should go and talk to somebody. And what it is for me, when I go to Dr. Hagen's office and have a session with Dr. Hagen, I walk in with all kinds of toxicity on the inside of my brain. No different than food poisoning. You've got this all kinds of toxicity inside of your bowels when you have food poisoning. And you know what? Your body wants to get it out. Well, it's the same with my mind. I've got all this toxicity going on inside my head, and I need to get it out because I'll kill myself if I don't. And I have likened Dr. Hagen. I'm like, no offense, but you're like a toilet bowl. And I'm able to come into your office and just completely drain myself and pour out and vomit out all this mental toxicity, and I don't have to clean it up. I don't have to take it back home with me. It's your mess. I paid you to take my mess.
Well, it's been really a blessing and helped heal me when I've been able to talk some other guys, you know, even some listeners that have reached out to this program, and I've met them for coffee, and as they share their wound, and we all have them, and sometimes it's something I can help them with, but sometimes it's maybe of a deeper nature, and when I've referred them to some good Christian counselors that I know here in Central Kentucky, and they finally take the courage to go, it's just amazing the healing process that starts and that transformation that God loves to do in our life. So really want to encourage all the men and women listening today. You may have been kind of pondering about doing some Christian therapy. You're hearing it from both Heather and I that it is definitely just a must at some seasons in our life. Second thing on your formula that you put in, Heather, that you know, it's like kind of Captain Obvious, but I'm glad you put it on there because I say the same thing. Regular church attendance. Talk about that.
Oh yeah. Again, that's backed up by Hebrews 10:25, Matthew 18:20. I need to go to regular, and again, I'm a simpleton, and I always have to think of things in simple terms. So when I explain this to people, I explain to them, for me, I go all week and have a tank that is daily running out. The church, the one-hour service in God's house, is the gas station where I get an entire fill-up from what I've lost all week. And I need that. I need that tank to be filled weekly. I don't have enough of, I'm not a good enough person to go longer than a week on the tank in my head. And so that hour in God's house is imperative.
Well, and I think the thing too that, you know, unfortunately, and, you know, it was a blessing during the COVID time that when it was, you know, we did need to be careful about being exposed to other people, but now that, you know, things are going, you know, much better, that there's just something special. I mean, you can watch church online, and, you know, sometimes it's just, that's what you got to do, but there's nothing like being around fellow community of believers, is there?
No, not at all. I there's nothing like it. And I suffered terribly with this portion of my formula during COVID. I had a pretty scary experience during COVID. You know, mentally, I just was really struggling, and it all culminated to some, you know, not good stuff one day. But a lot of that had to do with the fact that I was running on an empty mental tank. I wasn't getting that hour with other broken people in God's house.
Well, and of course, I love that you talked about this earlier, but I just want to remind people of this formula that Heather's put together to help her mental health and spiritual health is all based on Scripture. She had Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 as one of three scriptures. Talks about not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And so I love that you also had that on your list. The third thing, and once again, seems like Captain Obvious, but I know that enemy does everything he can to keep us from reading God's word, and that's why I wanted to have you on, and we're doing a third program with you, because I know your thirst and how much the knowledge of God's scriptures helped you with your mental health. Just talk about the importance of simply reading your Bible each day.
That's a non-negotiable essential in the life boxes that I send out around the world. Every single one gets a Bible, even the request for this poor aunt who's still worried about her nephew who's suicidal, but he's a devil worshiper. She asked if we could maybe keep the Bible out, and I was like, nope, sorry, I can't. So we sent a light box, and he got a Bible. But the Bible is my manual above all manuals. I have so many psychology and mental health and suicidal prevention manuals and books and stuff, but the Bible is by far the only one that I've been able to have, even when I didn't tangibly have it in my hand. You know, every time I've read a Bible verse, every time I've opened up the Word of God, I'm reading in that moment, but God's doing me a favor, and He's storing those words in my belly like treasure that will never be taken from me. And that treasure is unearthed at very critical moments when I'm being tempted by suicide. And so I keep my Bible. I always lug around a Bible. And in addition to that, I always keep a small, tiny little dollar store journal in my purse. It's always on me. I'm never without it. And inside of that are all of my life verses, so that if the enemy starts to speak garbage to me while I'm driving in my car, I just pull out my little dollar journal and I start to read my life verses.
I love that idea. And, you know, is everything you've done on this formula to help with your mental health? It's all based on scriptures and on the one on reading Bible. You've got Psalm 119 listed and 2 Thessalonians. And when I went through the flood, bankruptcy and divorce and lost my home marriage back in 2001, I saw a good Christian counselor, and they encouraged me each night before I went to bed to start reading the Psalm, just start in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And I did that. He said, you know, just no set amount, just read until you feel like, you know, either going to sleep, you may cry yourself to sleep. And I did that many mm-hmm. nights. But Psalm 28:7 was a game changer for me. It simply says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped." And I wrote that out on a post-it note, and I put it in the dashboard of my car. I put it in my wallet. I put it on my laptop. And there were days when I just couldn't go on. I didn't think anymore and was battling my mental health and suicidal thoughts. That Psalm 28:7 was a life saver and a game changer. And so God's word is powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, double-edged sword. That means I can go at the enemy offensively and defensively if I've got my Bible.
So. Well, and I love that you talked about the journal thing here. We've only got about a minute left. You kind of touched on that. But having our life verses and then just kind of, I think I have a short memory when it comes about things that God has answered prayers on. I'm always worried about future ones. But, man, there's something just therapeutic and healing about writing in a journal about our life experiences, isn't there?
Correct. Yeah, that's it. That's all it is I get to see the goodness of God because I've been writing to Him since I was 8 years old.
And I know sometimes I go back and look at my journals, and I forget about some of the things, some of the mounts that God's moved in my life. Have you found that to be true in yours as you go back and reflect and read some of your journals?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 48, and I've kept all my journals since I was 8 years old when I first battled a suicide. And, you know, the other thing my journals are is they're a legacy. When I'm gone, there's still going to be proof that I didn't give up, and that's going to be found on the pages of my journal.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're going to have Heather for one more program because I really want you to hear all eight of these, this formula that has helped her maintain her mental health as she has battled suicidal thoughts off and on since the age of 8. She's 48, as she just said, and just a great list. So many of the things that I know have helped me, and I know it's going to be a blessing to you. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Maybe you want to tell somebody about this program today. You can go to our website and catch the 14-minute podcast of this program. Just go to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But join us again tomorrow as Heather Palacios, the founder of Wonderful, is going to be with us again, and we'll continue talking about how we can have good mental health on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.